Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another lesson of A Course in Miracles workbook, and we're going to be discussing Lesson 99 here on the Best Hour Radio broadcast on blogtalkradio.com/Course Mastery. You can find us by doing a search for the Best Hour. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/Course Mastery. And you can also find more content of what we are working with and on together with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
On our website, truththought.org, truththought.org. Let's join together for a brief moment of silence as we come together in consciousness. Let's take a good deep breath. Lesson 99, salvation is my only function here.
Salvation and forgiveness are the same. They both imply that something has gone wrong. You need to be saved from or forgiven for something amiss that needs corrective change, something apart or different from the will of God. Thus, do both terms imply the thought of the impossible which has occurred, resulting in a state of conflict now between what is and what could never be.
Truth and illusions both are equal now, for both have happened. The impossible becomes the thing you need forgiveness for, salvation from. Salvation is the borderland between the truth and illusion. It reflects the truth because it is the means by which you can escape illusions. Yet it is not truth because it undoes what was never done.
How could there be a meeting place at all where earth and heaven can be reconciled within a mind where both of them exist? The mind that sees illusions think them real. They have existence in that they are thoughts, and yet they are not real because the mind that thinks these thoughts is separate from God.
What joins the separated mind and thoughts with mind and thought, which are forever one? What plan could hold the truth inviolate, yet recognize the need illusions bring and offer means by which they are undone without attack, and with no touch of pain? What but a thought of God could be this plan by which the never done is overlooked and sins forgotten which were never real?
The Holy Spirit holds this plan of God exactly as it was received of Him within the mind of God and in your own. It is part apart from time in that its source is timeless. Yet it operates in time because of your belief that time is real. Unshaken does the Holy Spirit look on what you see, on sin and pain and death, on grief and separation and on loss. Yet does He know one thing must still be true? God still is love, and this is not God's will.
This is a thought which brings illusions to the truth and sees them as appearances behind which is the changeless and the sure. This is the thought which saves and which forgives, because it lays no faith in what is not created by the only source it knows. This is the thought whose function is to save by giving you its function as your own.
Salvation is your function with the one to whom the plan was given. Now are you entrusted with this plan along with Him. He has one answer to appearances, regardless of their form, their size, their depth, or any attribute they seem to have. Salvation is my only function here. God still is love, and this is not God's will.
You who will yet work miracles, be sure you practice well the idea for today. Try to perceive the strength in what you say, for these are words in which your freedom lies. Your Father loves you, and all the world of pain is not His will. Forgive yourself the thought He wanted this for you. Then let the thought with which He has replaced all your mistakes enter the darkened places of your mind, which thought the thoughts that never were His will.
This part belongs to God, as does the rest. It does not think its solitary thoughts and make them real by hiding them from Him. Let in the light, and you will look upon no obstacle to what He wills for you. Open your secrets to His kindly light, and see how bright this light will shine in you.
Practice his thoughts today and let his light seek out and lighten up all darkened spots and shine through them to join them to the rest. It is God's will your mind be one with his. It is God's will that he has but one son. It is God's will that his one son is you.
Think of these things in practicing today and start your longer practice periods with this instruction in the way of truth. Salvation is my only function here. Salvation and forgiveness are the same.
Then turn to him who shares your function here and let him teach you what you need to learn to lay all fear aside and know your true self as love, which has no opposite in you.
Forgive all thoughts which would oppose the truth of your completeness, unity, and peace. You cannot lose the gifts your Father gave. You do not want to be another self. You have no function that is not of God. Forgive yourself the one you think you made. Forgiveness and salvation are the same. Forgive what you have made, and you are saved.
You have a special message for today, which has the power to remove all forms of doubt and fear forever from your mind. If you're tempted to believe them true, remember that appearances cannot withstand the truth these mighty words contain. Salvation is my only function here. God still is love, and this is not his will.
Your only function tells you you are one. Remind yourself of this between the times you give 5 minutes to be shared with him who shares God's plan with you. Remind yourself, salvation is my only function here.
Thus do you lay forgiveness on your mind and let all fear be gently laid aside, that love may find its rightful place in you and show you that you are the Son of God. Salvation is my only function here, and so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath. And so we see that salvation as our function is something that we would not do alone. We are simply joining in union and relationship, a connection, an eternal connection, if you will, with the Holy Spirit, which is nothing more than your right mind, that part of us that's never accepted or been co-opted or taken hoodwinked by the whole idea of separation. The bigger part of you that is the real self, the true self, the higher self, capital S self. But that self, that aspect of you, the Holy Spirit, as Jesus called it, was here with us until we could reconnect with God. That reconnection comes when the sonship is restored as one child. That doesn't mean that you lose your individuation. It does mean, however, that you're not doing anything alone. You never have anyway. There are no private thoughts. You're not separate. And all of the expressions of the world, all of the attributes of the ego mind, and its projections onto the screen of the world that reflect back to us the things that we see and believe or make believe in our minds are nothing but dreams. And dreams have no effect. I love how he describes so clearly in these first 2 or 3 paragraphs, truth and illusions are both equal now, for both have happened. The impossible becomes a thing that you need forgiveness for, salvation from. Salvation is the borderland between the truth and the illusions. It's the in-between. It's the happy dream. It's because our perception is corrected when we join with the Holy Spirit in mind. This unity can be experienced. We develop an access point. Yes, I should say maybe discover an access point because it's always been there. So we discover an access point to a voice, or let's say, I'll say thoughts that are not my thoughts. And once I have this access point to thoughts that are not my thoughts, I can sustain that through the practice of the holy instant. And ultimately, I can maintain it by being the representative of that voice, the voice for God in the form. So I become the voice of God in form, evolving in form is our purpose here. Our function, salvation, is my only function here, but I am not alone. I am joining with the Holy Spirit in the function that's already underway, has been underway, and I am just bolstering, adding to, and supporting what is already being done, adding my awareness, my consciousness, and my love to what is already changing our world. And it's happening right now, right now. It's happening everywhere right now. The brothers and sisters are coming together. We are beginning to see that we can love each other. We're beginning to see that we can love each other. We're beginning to see that we always have loved each other. And it's right here. It's right now. And it's happening as we add our awareness and attention to it by joining in unity with the voice for God, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than our right mind. Salvation is my only function. And the way to do that, with ease and grace, is by joining in the heart space, turning within, and joining with Spirit, and allowing Spirit to be the guide and to be how I am expressing in the world.
Beautiful. Glory, hallelujah.
Yeah, really.
That is just beautiful. And, you know, as I'm listening, I'm really getting the image because yesterday's lesson talked about that I will accept my part in God's plan for salvation. And then today just beautifully illustrates what our part is. And it even says it in the lesson, this is your part, and now this is God's part. And so it's as if our whole lives, the whole dream that we've made, and the thoughts that make the dream, just like the thoughts of God leave not their source, the thoughts, even if they are illusory thoughts, leave not the source of my mind. And that is why this is can be so challenging and why we cannot do it alone. So it's as if I've taken on all the roles, and I'm not only the actor and this is my part, but I'm the director, I'm the writer, I'm the producer, I am the editor, I am the set designer. I have taken on all these parts, and what I'm being asked to do is to relinquish the parts I think I was to play and manipulate and to control, and to be willing to let them go and to play my part and my part only, which my part is salvation, which is forgiveness. And what does that mean? It means that in every holy instant, I bring it all that I think I made, all the illusions, all the different aspects and parts that I played and kind of the mess I ended up with. And I lay it upon the altar and I become willing to offer it, to give it, to allow it, and to accept my part is to utter the words I'm being asked to utter within the holy instant and to offer it to the one who has God's plan, has it untarnished as God gave it, to partner with me, to assist me in arriving at home, because I cannot do it alone. And all this really means is bringing the separated self to the altar, to join and unify and to bow in humility and willingness to the true self, the capital S self, nothing more than our right mind, which is Holy Spirit. And if it helps to have it as a different entity for right now, fine, go for it. Mm-hmm. But if you're willing to, or at a place to see it as only your right mind, great, go for that too. Because honestly, for myself, sometimes it depends on the situation. And there are some situations where it is helpful for me to still have some shard of something outside or greater, even though I know that that isn't true. But it helps me sometimes, especially when I'm super mired in the illusion and in the dream. And so all of the lessons that we've had to this date are incorporated here. I'm upset for the reasons I'm not upset for the reasons I think. I'm upset because, you know, I see something that isn't there. I see the past. I see my misperceptions. I see the effects, and I believe that they are cause, and it's become a jumbled mess. And the Holy Spirit, nothing more than our right mind, the one self that is one with every aspect of creation, is there to assist and guide. And all my part is, all my role is to come to the altar and offer. Salvation is my only function here. Salvation and forgiveness are the same. Then turn to him who shares your function here and let him teach you what you need to learn to lay all fear aside and know your capital S true self as love, which has no opposite in you. Which means when I know myself as love, it means I know myself as innocent. I know myself as eternally one with God. Yes, I have made mistakes, but no, I am not in sin. And I can release the guilt and fear, because the guilt is in there. And I release that. I offer it here. And I can come to know myself as pure, as innocent, as whole, as healed, as safe, and as love, which has no opposites. Love indeed heals all. It heals me. It allows me to forgive myself. It allows me to release the illusion of the dream, and it allows me to relinquish and let go of what's not my part to play anymore, and to allow spirit to have full sway. And I happily and joyfully, and I've committed already. Yesterday I committed. I will play my part. This is my part. And I let it go. I recognize everything and bring it to love. God is still love. And what is not appearing to me as love is not God's will. I offer it. I cannot see clearly, but there is an aspect in me that can. I offer it. That's my part. I offer it. I go to the holy instant. Salvation and forgiveness are one.
Salvation is your function with the one to whom the plan was given. So the plan was given to the Holy Spirit, right? But the Holy Spirit is nothing more than your right mind. But now are you entrusted with the plan along with him? You are not doing this alone. And he has one answer to appearances, regardless of their form, their size, their depth, or any attribute they seem to have. All appearances. Mm-hmm. And we're not alone in doing it.
One problem, one solution.
One problem, one solution. Mm-hmm. Salvation is my only function here. God still is love, and this is not his will. So we can look on anything today. Emboldened as we are, as a child of Christ, joined in the Holy Spirit, and see forgiveness, real forgiveness. Which he says, yet is it not truth because it undoes what was never done. It reflects the truth because it is the means by which you and I can escape delusions. So simple. So beautiful. Thank you, Father God. Mother, Father God. And as you said, glory, hallelujah. It's a beautiful plan. I'm in, man. I'm in. Let's go for it. Right? Mighty Companion, thank you for being with us today. You are dearly loved. God bless you for being here. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens and in